West Philadelphia is becoming something of a kahila as more younger adults are embracing Yiddish. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this groundswell of interest in Yiddish language and culture is both personal and political.
On the third Thursday of every month, Dan Blacksburg hosts an open klezmer jam at Upstairs at Abyssinia. It's a tiny performance space above an Ethiopian restaurant in West Philadelphia.
You have to bring something. Some people have shown up and be like, I just want to jam. And they're like, I'll just play along. It's like, that's not the deal. The deal is this is a place for you to try something out.
Klezmer Night. It's just one piece of an expanding offering of Yiddish cultural activities that has sprouted in Philadelphia, spurred mostly by younger people. Blacksburg has been knocking around Philly's klezmer scene for 20 years now, and he says he's never seen anything like this.
I remember when I showed up as a 23-year-old back in 2006, and there was mostly people my parents' age. It didn't feel like this. We are just doing this not because we are the experts, but because we just decided it's time.
The revival efforts are not limited to just Yiddish music. It's permeating into dance, language, visual arts, and the broader histories of Eastern European Jewish cultures. Izzy Abraham Raveson is the co-founder of Philly Yid. It's an informal Yiddish language group that meets in Clark Park every other week.
For my mom, her grandparents spoke Yiddish, and I'm the first generation in that family who didn't get to hear it in the house. I'm one generation removed. So, of course, we're feeling like, wait, it's actually gone now. We gotta pick it back up.
Abraham Raveson, who's 33, admits she's not proficient in Yiddish. She's learning. And she says her first language book for Yiddish was a collection of curses.
May you grow like an onion with your head in the ground. May you be like a chandelier and hang by day and burn by night. There's one that's like, may you become a mouse and a cat eats you and you taste so bad that it spits you up or something like that. So there's a lot of creativity about how someone should suffer if they've done you wrong.
The Yiddish scene in West Philadelphia is organic and decentralized. There is no coordinating organization or leader fostering and igniting this interest. Rather, individuals are discovering one another through their newfound passion of this nearly lost heritage.
That's very typical of current generation of younger people.
Jeffrey Chandler is a professor emeritus of Jewish studies at Rutgers University, New Brunswick.
They are resistant to institutions, organizations. They want to make something on their own, small scale, non-hierarchical.
For some revivalists, embracing Yiddish is a political act. West Philadelphia musician Jack Brownstein's experimental folk band Shande takes the Yiddish word for shame or scandal. To him, Yiddish is a way to embrace Jewish culture while distancing himself from the moral and political baggage tied to Israel.
There's an element of it that's about saying no to the Israeli government, illegal settlements, apartheid, what leading human rights groups internationally and in Israel have described to be a genocide. But there's also an element of saying yes to something else. Like, you have to have an alternative.
But for Maddie Rabin, who opens her home in West Philadelphia to enthusiasts of Yiddish dance, it's about understanding her heritage. Holding tichel scarves and stomping in a circle, this quartet dances a bulgar.
People who speak Yiddish and older Jews will talk with their hands like this. And so it was really cool in learning Yiddish dance and then watching all these videos of older Jews and then remembering my own grandparents talking and acting this way. I'm like, oh, that's of course where the dance comes from.
Rabin and another dancer, Miriam Coppersmith, started Shtetl Philly. That's a series of informal workshops about various aspects of Yiddish culture, such as music, dance, and history. Coppersmith says their gatherings draw a politically mixed audience.
Being in a community that has anti-Zionist folks and folks who have ties to Israel but are critical of the community feels really rich. We are demonstrating an active care and love of our culture that tells folks of an older generation they can't look at us and say that we don't care about being Jewish.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.